This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Denver Broncos have announced their training camp schedule. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
The Broncos will hold practices over 3 weeks starting this Friday. Fans cannot attend training camp this year over concerns about the spread of COVID-19. In late July, the NFL announced it was also canceling all preseason games. As the coronavirus pandemic continues, the league and the Broncos have announced steps for both scenarios. That is, if fans are eventually allowed to attend games or if they're not. The Broncos will host the Tennessee Titans in their season opener on Monday Night Football on September 14th. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
The Bureau of Land Management officially opens its new headquarters in Grand Junction today. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
U.S. Secretary of the Interior David Bernhardt has signed an order formally establishing the BLM's main office in Grand Junction. The order completes the process of relocating the federal agency from Washington, D.C. to the West. Most of BLM's employees work in the West, too. The department says it will save money by operating out of Colorado. Money, they say, can be reinvested in field operations. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
The Pine Gulch fire is continuing to grow rapidly in the wildlands north of Grand Junction. CPR's Megan Verlee reports it covered nearly 30,000 acres by last night and is expected to spread further today.
The fire is burning in rugged, remote terrain, where the fuels are bone dry, and so is the air. More than 500 firefighters are working on the fire and currently have it about 7% contained. While the area is sparsely populated, some people near the fire have had to evacuate. The only structure to burn so far, though, was an old abandoned building. The fire is sending up massive amounts of smoke, with air quality warnings in place for Western Mesa and Garfield counties. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
And we've still got lots more to come on All Things Considered today. Like, opponents of the autocratic leader of Belarus have taken to the streets to protest the results of yesterday's presidential election, which show President Alexander Lukashenko winning in a landslide. And the coronavirus is surging in Las Vegas, in part because the city is at the mercy of visitors who may not practice good behavior. New research shows hospital capacity may soon become a problem for Las Vegas. That story up next on All Things Considered on CPR News. Stay with us.